you're interested in learning about the hybrid share model at LPT Realty, this is the video for you. I'm going to explain exactly, first off, what it is, and then how it benefits our agents. Let's get into it. Hybrid share is simply a unique brokerage model that offers the best of both worlds from profit share and revenue share. And the hybrid share model basically gives the agent more leeway on what they would like to do. And it aims at allowing the agent more flexibility in how they'd like to earn income at this company, which is completely unlike most of the models that you've seen out in the industry today, where you just have one pathway to go, and if you're joining that brokerage, that's where you go. Hybrid share allows you to choose options based on different phases of your life or phases of your business. So whether you want to go solo, join a team, or become a leader of sorts, we have a model for you. So this allows our agents to choose their preferences, whether they want to go solo, they would like to join a team, or they'd like to become a leader themselves. It gives them an option for each of those pathways. The hybrid model addresses certain challenges that are faced by not only the agent, not only teams, but also by the company itself. See, in a lot of different brokerages where you can get a different model or a different split, it relies on you going to, let's say, a team to get a lower split. You as the agent to go to a team for a lower split. That ultimately hurts the company because they go from earning X dollars, let's say it's $15,000. I'm going to use numbers from LPT, which this is not how our model is, but bear with me. $15,000, and then you join a team, and then all of a sudden that magically gets cut in half. And the problem with that is that actually hurts the brokerage. So hybrid share basically seeks to kind of do a good middle ground and a win-win for all parties. The model is structured around the fact that not everybody is going to be paying the top end of brokerage split. So in our model, you have a couple of choices. And the two main choices that I'm going to discuss in this video are the revenue share model and the business builder model. I'll give you a quick breakdown if you haven't seen a video on this yet. The revenue share model is exactly what it sounds like. You can earn revenue share from people that you bring into the company. You can also earn stock. You are on an 80% and 20% split. So 80% to you, 20% to the company until you cap out at $15,000. Then you have the business builder model, which is a $500 per transaction until you cap out at $5,000. Now, the big difference here is you're not able to earn revenue share while you're in a business builder plan, which, as you're going to see in this video, isn't that big of a deal for most agents that don't even provide revenue share. If you've seen other videos on my channel that are, you know, the LPT directed videos, you'll see that very few people are actually earning revenue share at most of these other companies. So we've got an entire model, or other companies have an entire model built around exactly that, knowing that 92% or 95% or whatever the number is, percent of people don't even have a single person in their downline and they're not participating in the revenue share. Yet they're putting in the same amount of money as somebody that is allowed to participate in revenue share. And that's exactly what LPT Realty has basically sought out to destroy. And now because of this model, we're offering fair compensation plans. It's beneficial to teams and it's also beneficial to the company with the model that is laid out. It is very important to note, however, that when you join LPT Realty, you can swap back and forth between these plans. That is one of the most powerful things I've ever seen in real estate, whereas you're normally stuck in one lane, right? Let's use eXp as an example, just because I'm a prior eXp agent. Everybody is on a $16,000 cap unless you join a team. Then you're on an $8,000 cap and a mega team, a $4,000 cap. These are great. This is an outstanding model. But the problem is if you just want to go solo and you have no desire to do any sort of recruiting of any kind, then you're not benefiting from that. Now you're paying that top number, $16,000 in eXp's case or $15,000 here at LPT, for no reason, because you're not even getting to participate in the revenue share. So you get to bounce back and forth as you see fit as your business changes. If you decide, hey, I'm going to join in and I'm going to try my hardest to get some revenue share, and so you join the rev share program, and 6 months, a year later, you decide, you know what, I just like real estate. This recruiting thing isn't my favorite thing in the world. I just love working with buyers and sellers. Awesome. You can switch to the business builder plan and now you're going to be paying less money into the company without actually hurting anybody in your upline or really anybody at all. All it is doing is benefiting you. $5,000 per year is exactly what you'd be paying on that model, and everything else goes back into your pocket for your business to increase your business. And let's say you're on the business builder plan because you're just kind of doing this part-time while you're working, or maybe you've got a lot of responsibilities at home and you become an empty nester, or those responsibilities lift up and you decide to dive into real estate head first and you want the benefits of the rev share model, you can easily swap back and forth. Now you can do this one time per year, and that is a huge benefit to people because this is creating what we call a brokerage for life model. Brokerage for life. That is something that we preach a lot here at LPT Realty, because as you go through this, if you're going to spend 20, 30, 40 years in this career, you are going to have different phases of your career for sure. And what a lot of agents have to do is they have to pick up and leave to a new brokerage whenever their phase of life changes. And that's one thing that our founder, Robert Palmer, is trying to eliminate. He wants to create a place where you can hang your license forever, and that will help with retention. So there are four key features that HybridShare offers that I'd like to discuss a little bit further in case you are interested in joining LPT Realty, which, by the way, if you are, all of my contact information is on the screen. You can go ahead and call me, text me, however you want to get a hold of me. There will also be a Calendly link down below. You can get right onto my calendar. We can jump on a Zoom or a phone call and discuss LPT and to make sure it's actually right for you. Because again, every brokerage is not for every person, despite what some of the recruiters will tell you. I am just going to be upfront and honest. So let's go into those four main key factors that I'd like to discuss. Number one is agent choice. This is so wildly important to me, it's ridiculous. And agent choice is probably one of the biggest reasons why I picked up and moved my $50 million a year team over to LPT without a single no from anybody on my team. As soon as we saw everything, they saw how much it would benefit them, and they had a resounding yes, thumbs up, let's go over to LPT Realty. So because the agents now have a choice, it's better for, let's say, team leaders like myself. I run a small team, and each of my team members at previous brokerages would have to pay in X dollars to the company. At our previous company at eXp, it was $8,000 per person. And now, the ones that are only focused on real estate sales and not real estate recruiting can now go down to a $5,000 cap without all of the extra junk fees that our previous brokerage had. So when we're talking about agent choice, one of the things that we need to discuss is that this is an equal compensation plan across the board. There are no shoestring deals. You choose a pathway and that's basically it. So you don't need to worry about, oh, I've got great production, or I don't have great production. Am I going to get a better or worse split? This is evening things out across the board. And with two different options to choose from, you can choose the one that's best for you, which is outstanding because you're getting all of the benefits of a big box brokerage. You're getting all of the tools, all of the marketing. In fact, we talk about $11,000 worth of marketing every single year, even if you're on the $5,000 a year plan. So you're not getting hindered to sell real estate because we want to sell real estate first. In fact, that's one of our core themes here is real estate first brokerage. You know, at a lot of these other brokerages, about 70% of the agents don't even cap at that brokerage. So it doesn't really even benefit them to be there in that instance. And here that offers them an opportunity to now, hey, I don't have to worry about capping in order to get that 100% because I know I only do four or five deals a year. I just sort of, do this for fun, do it on the side, do it part-time. I got a full-time job. I got a family. I got a bunch of stuff going on. And this is just sort of a muse for me. That's all right. That is a good place to be here at LPT Realty because instead of paying 20% of your commissions and then never capping, which basically means you're on a 20% cap all the time, now you can be on that business builder plan and it will just take $500 per transaction away from you instead of, you know, the 20%, which can add up pretty quickly. The second thing that we need to talk about is fair compensation. When we're talking about fair compensation, we need to talk about inclusivity. At a lot of other brokerages, you're basically only on the in if you're either recruiting or a massively heavy producer. Whereas here, we're offering a variety of different options for you based on what you would like. So HybridShare strives to basically make everything equal, everything fair, regardless of what your production and regardless of what your recruiting style looks like. You are equally included. So part of that fair compensation means if you're not a heavy producer and you're not recruiting, guess what? We're not going to hurt your career and help feed all of the other agents just because you don't want to participate in one of those two things or you're in a different point in your career. Number three, and probably one of the biggest reasons that is going to help us in the long run and why we have grown so ridiculously fast is that this model provides retention and growth. One of the biggest problems here in the real estate industry, especially as a brokerage, is the retention in general. Agents typically go in waves, they go in cycles, and they bounce around. In fact, you guys all know an agent that has bounced around to 7 different brokerages in their 3-year career. This is extremely common. It's because everybody's chasing the next best thing. It's a standard sales tactic 101. You got a new bright, shiny thing over here. It's so easy to look at it. And so as soon as something goes wrong over here, you're just going to jet and go somewhere else. Whereas here at the hybrid share model, it's kind of eliminating that and increasing retention in a major way because it offers whatever you need in that moment and the fact that you can swap back and forth. This way, the focus of retention can actually be on retaining the agent so that we can continue to build and grow as a company without having to constantly lose agents. Now, this doesn't affect the individual agent you're watching most likely that much, except for the fact that when those retention numbers come in, we can see a big difference in the amount of people that are retaining to stay here at LPT Realty versus jump ship and go somewhere else. And when you see a lot of agents staying at the same company for an extended period of time, it is generally with really good reason, which then helps also the company grow. Which, once you add all of these together, it helps us break through that glass ceiling. So keep in mind, we're not even at the 2-year mark as of the time that I'm shooting this video. I think we're somewhere around 20 months, something like that, right? So we're sitting a little over 8,000 agents. This is unprecedented, unheard of. It is the fastest growing model that has ever existed in the United States. And the crazy part is, we didn't even open up in the entire country, and we're still private, which means we don't have an influx of public money from being traded on the stock market. So we're doing all of this completely off of private money and the money that the company is earning, and we're blowing past the competition. In 1983, Keller Williams brought out profit share. This was great and kind of revolutionized the entire model. Then EXP came around, I think it was 2009-ish, you know, it might be plus or minus a year, whatever. But the point is, then they came out with revenue share, which, again, outstanding model. If you guys have seen my videos, I don't talk bad on the previous brokerage I was in. I'll compare the two brokerages because I think this model is better, but I've got nothing bad to say about EXP or any of the other brokerages I have been at. I think it's a good model, and they definitely paved a way, but the hybrid share is going to pave a new pathway. So now agents have options, and that's super important. 8,000 agents, 20, 22 months in, somewhere in that realm. You know, by the end of March 31st of this year, we're exceeding to hit that 10,000 mark, which, as a lot of you might know, is kind of where it transitions from being a small brokerage into a big box brokerage. And we're likely going to do this within 2 years. A previous record holder of this, I think, took 7 or 9. I can't remember which number it was exactly. So 7 or 9 years to break this same barrier. We're doing it in 2. We're doing it without public money, and we're doing it with only a handful of states open. I really want to make sure I'm hitting that point home, because the speed at which this is growing is indicative of the tools, of the model, and of the company itself, in how they conduct their business and how beneficial it is to real estate agents. If the previous record holder took 7 or 9 years to get to 10,000 agents, and we're only able to do it in a short amount of time with only being open a super small portion, and we started in one single state, like, it's absolutely insane. And the reason why it is insane is because people are looking at the model, understanding it, and going, I see it now. As soon as I saw the model, it completely opened my eyes. And as soon as my agent saw the model, it completely opened their eyes as well. There is a better way to do real estate, basically. Okay, now let's go into our fourth category, which is real estate first. I don't know about you, but I got into real estate to sell real estate, not necessarily to recruit. I know I do these videos with hopes that I'm spreading the word of LPT Realty so that if people do want to join, they'll call me. And so there is a portion of that recruiting that I am doing. But that's because I deeply believe in this model. I didn't recruit at any of the previous brokerages I was in before. I've been at Keller Williams, ERA, as well as EXP, and then here. And I never tried to recruit at any of those. You can go back and look at any of my history or anything. I never tried because I didn't fully believe in the model. But I do believe in the model here. And part of that reason is because it is real estate first. I got into this to sell real estate. That's what I'd want to do. And I bet you're in the same boat. Now, when we're talking about real estate first, one of the things we need to talk about is balancing priorities. That is exactly how this kind of is embedded into the entire organization. Because of how we balance our priorities and because of how we have laid everything out for the agents, it helps us basically push real estate first. Because if you just have a bunch of recruiters in your company, you're going to not only get a bad name, but you're not going to sell that much. So when you're looking at these massive companies or other companies that offer some sort of recruitment model, revenue share model, profit share model, the reason why they're not growing in exponential numbers is because it's not pushing the real estate first. You've got so many people out there that are just trying to recruit. I remember when I was at eXp, I would call to try to get like a showing on a property. And as soon as they heard eXp out of my mouth, I could hear their tonality change. I could hear them change how they're talking to me, just assuming that I'm going to be out there recruiting them, because we had people in our area just cold calling, just slamming the phones, cold text messages, cold emails. I remember one day before I joined eXp, I got something like 7 or 8 messages and phone calls from people in one single day. Now, that's great when the model was growing and all of that, but once it starts capping out, it's like, okay, cool. Now, this is getting a little bit obnoxious. You've got more and more people that are coming in, not to sell real estate, but to recruit. In fact, a lot of the people that recruit a lot, they stop selling real estate because they know full well that they can earn their income from revenue share. And I'm not knocking them. Take advantage of it. I get it. I understand them. I promise you, I'm not knocking you. But at the end of the day, most people that get a real estate license are there to sell real estate, not to become a recruiter. And another great thing about being real estate first is that you do earn stock as you're continuing, no matter which plan you're on. It does not matter which plan you're on, you could still earn stock. Now, you do earn a little bit more stock when you recruit somebody onto the company, so that would kind of steer in their favor for the recruiters or people that are recruiting. But ultimately, you have so many badges, you have certain things and metrics that you hit. You get 1 sale, 3 sales, I believe it's 15 and 35. At each one of those standpoints, you're getting stock, which is making you an owner of the company, versus at some other companies, you're only earning that whenever you recruit or whenever you hit major milestones. You're not getting anything in between. So it really hurts the little guys, you know, the people that are capping out there at eXp, iconing out, right? Or, you know, at Real, I know they have one as well. I'm sure there's some other ones out there I'm missing. They're earning their shares by becoming one of the best in the company, whether it's through recruiting, whether it's through sales. And then everybody else in the middle kind of gets left behind. I know eXp has an AEP program, which I'm a super big fan of. I hope we do that someday here. And that's great, but you're still paying for it. You're having to pay part of your commission in order to get some of those shares of stock. Whereas here, even if you're on the business builder plan, the lowest plan, you're only paying in up to $5,000 to the company every single year, $5,500 technically if you include the E&O insurance. Once you sell property here, you're still earning stock, even though you're on the lowered program. I don't want to call it a lowered program, the other program, the business builder program, just because I'm on the rev share one. I don't know about you, but being in a company that centers their focus on real estate first and building a brokerage for life are two things that just broke the mold for me personally. I've been doing this for a long time, about 9 years now. In fact, I'm coming up on 10 years here pretty quick. And I've never seen a model like this. I've never seen a model move this smooth. And on top of that, everything has been pretty smooth within it. I have had commission disputes already, whereas our broker team jumped on it instantly. That's one thing to worry about with the cloud brokerage, right? I have had all of our money come in and in a timely manner, not sitting in an inbox somewhere or sitting in a mailbox somewhere waiting for that money to come in. We're getting paid at the closing table. Just everything about this company has been absolutely outstanding, including the leads that they give. I'm kind of going off on a side tangent here. The point is, those are the four main key factors that we need to discuss when we're talking about hybrid share in general. And that's not to mention all the other great things about LPT Realty, which you can check out on my channel. If you guys haven't already, you can go ahead and hit that subscribe button and ding that little bell so that you'll be notified every single time I do a new video. Do some videos on LPT Realty, but most of the channel is actually centered around education and teaching you guys exactly what I have learned as a team leader and as a solo agent, where I used to sell about 60 to 70 homes per year on my own before the team, and then now some team stuff as well. So anyway, if that interests you, hit that subscribe button, ding the little bell. You'll get those every single week whenever I do new videos. Listen, the model that we have is ongoing and it's constantly changing. So if you want to see something in it that you think would be beneficial, you can bring it up. We have an AAC, right? An agent advisory council that goes over changes. So this model is continually evolving and changing. So what you're seeing right here in this video might change down the road, although I don't think they're going to change it against our favor in any way. All I've seen so far is that they just keep adding better and better things. In fact, in our last Monday motivation, which is something our founder does, he actually gets on, the founder of the company, billionaire, like big guy, right? Like, doesn't need to be doing this kind of stuff. He could hire personalities for that. He's jumping in front of the camera every single Monday to talk to us about the changes in the company and what's going on and how to improve our business. And with that comes changes that might need to happen. So we've got those options. And part of the Monday motivation was some of those changes that were going on with core and non-core transactions and stuff I'm not going to bore you with right now. But if you guys do reach out to contact me about LPT Realty, we can discuss that then. But basically, they maneuvered certain things in the company in our favor, things that weren't really in our favor previously, they put them in our favor because, well, just like I said, sometimes the model needs to change and they pivot very quickly here and they pivot in our favor. Bottom line here is overall the hybrid share model here at LPT Realty benefits everybody. It's a very dynamic and agent-centric model that seeks to empower their agents and their real estate careers. It allows us to adapt to industry changes and helps us create a sustainable long-term partnership with our real estate professionals from start to finish. If you guys made it this far in the video, I just want to say thank you for my returning subs for coming back. Thank you to anybody new that's watching me. Comment down below what your favorite thing is or what you absolutely hated. Or you know what? What have you heard about LPT Realty that you just don't like? Go ahead and put it down below. I'd love to chat with you. Thanks for watching. See ya. We'll be right back.